May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. There was a little girl, and she came to her mom, and she asked her mom, "What is God like?" And not knowing exactly how to answer, the mom said, like any mom would, "Go ask your dad." But next, though, the little girl went to school, and she asked the teacher, she said, "What is God like?" And again, she didn't get a very satisfactory answer. So she finally asked her dad, "What is God like, Dad?" Well, Dad was pretty busy, so he just kind of passed over the question as quickly as he could. And soon after all that, the girl's mom was cleaning her room, and she came across a little poem that the girl had written. And it said, "I asked my mom what God was like, and she didn't know. I asked my teacher what God was like, and she didn't know. I asked my daddy, who knows more than anyone else in the whole world, what God was like, and he didn't know. I think when I am as old as my mom and dad, I will know something about God." The gospel that Donna read today from the Gospel of John is called the prologue. And these first 18 verses of St. John tell us a lot about God and tell us a lot about Jesus. In the beginning was God, and he was God, and he was the Word, and the Word became flesh. Jesus is God. The Word became flesh. There was a father and a son walking along a beach, and they were talking about God and Jesus. And the son asked, "Is Christ all of God? Is Christ all of God?" The father stopped and he picked up a shell, and he scooped some of the ocean water into that shell, and he showed it to his son. He said, "Son, this isn't all the ocean, but it's all of the ocean that you can get into this shell." In the same way, all of God that can be got into a person is in Jesus Christ. So the little girl's question about what is God like, we must first look at Jesus. Because in Jesus, God becomes flesh. All of God is in Christ. So we find out what God is like. But that prologue doesn't just stop there. Because it's not just about knowing what God is like. It's about what God has done through Christ for us. Not just what God is like, but how do we now reflect God? The prologue says, "To all who receive Jesus, to all who believe in his name, he gives power to become children of God, to take in as much of that water of life as we want of God. All of us are given power because of Christmas, the Word becoming flesh. Today we're going to affirm that power that's given to us as we baptize Noah. We're going to say some pretty profound things as we restate our baptismal covenant. We're going to be reminded that all of us have been given the power to become children of God. All of us have been given that power. Therefore, all of us have a choice to make in how we use that power. Because believe me, we have power. We have the power to destroy. And we have the power to build up. We have the power to love. And every one of us knows we have the power to hate. We've got the power to trust. And we also have the power to mistrust. We have the power to be kind. And we also have that power to be incredibly cruel. We have the power to give. And we have the power to withhold. We have the power of grace. And by golly, we have the power to be mean. We have the power to be very truthful. And we also have the power to lie. We have the power of honesty, and we have the power to be dishonest. And through Christ, God has given us the power to forgive. But we also hold on to that power to hold those grudges and harbor resentments. Every single one of us today has been given the power of God. But it's up to us to make the choice of how we use that power. How much of the water of life that we are willing to take into our lives, and how much of the life of God that we are willing to live through our lives. This week of Christmas, we're told once again that we've been given the power to choose how we can live. And we come here today as Christians, and we affirm that the way we live is the way of Christ. This is that day between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And when we move from Christmas to thinking about New Year, you know, one thing many people do in the New Year is to make a resolution. Maybe it just ought to be that this New Year, our resolution will be to use the power that we've been given to reflect the love of Christ in how we live. When we choose to use the power that God has given us to reflect the way of Christ, what we will do is to continue to build this community of faith that will speak to others of love, speak to others of forgiveness, of welcome and acceptance. We will continue to build a community that will show the power of God as seen in and through Christ. Not just to who we are, but to generations to come. So that when a little child asks, "What is God like?" we will have done our part. We'll have shown as individuals and as a community of faith the answer. God is love. I believe that what's happening here at St. John's, to many individuals, and to all of us as a community of faith, has been born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. My prayer for 2009 is that we continue to make the choices to reflect the will and the power of God. Amen.